Richard Sandomir, a print journalist, wrote that your attitude subverted a reasonable point. Would you own up to that now?
Yes, I would. I mean, I think there were some very valid points that I made, but I was simply too angry, and it wasn't a put-on. I mean, I call my wife. You'll call her today. I wake up in the morning, and I'm ranting about 16 or 17 things, and she finally says, I give up. I'm going to go get coffee. I can't stand being around you. That's the type of person that I am.
And it drives you to write.
I really I do consider blogs not just a threat to journalists. I think consider them, in a sense, many of them a threat to society, in that it is constant dumbing down. So yes, I mean, there's certainly bloggers out there who do reporting, and I cast too wide a net, but I'm not going to back off from what I said. I think in most instances, you know, look, unfortunately, cruelty now sells in our society. I may be the only person alive who thinks that what's being done to Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan not only is enough, I think it's cruel to them. Now, I've got a lot of emails from bloggers who have been very, very thoughtful, mm-hmm. and have opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Have you read more blogs than you've ever read in the last couple of days?
I've read more than I ever want to read. Some of them are quite good, but there have been a lot of attacks on me, from the way I look to the way I dress to the way I smell. You know, I could use all sorts of profanity. You know, you're just an old-headed idiot, and that's putting it mildly. And I think that's what most blogs are dedicated to do. And it's not – they don't threaten me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to write for Vanity Fair. I'm going to continue
to write books. You're established. You're a brand.
But I'm also a journalist, and I think it puts print journalists in an impossible situation, because now editors are saying, you have to be more edgy. Why don't you do a blog? Why don't you do a blog like Deadspin? And journalists say, well, wait a sec. We have some standards. We report things out. We just can't say whatever we want. And, you know, the blogs start rumors that may or may not be untrue. And don't think it has an impact on athletes, because athletes are the most sensitive creatures in the world. They look at it. They go on Deadspin. And, you know, Will Leach actually is a nice guy. He is. And I should never, ever have treated him that way. And I am embarrassed for myself. And the emails that I got that hurt the most were from fans who said, I'm going to burn your books. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn my back on you. And that did hurt me personally. And I feel unfortunate about that. But, you know, when they went pictures of Matt Leinart doing something idiotic, you know, they're not doing it to show that he's human. They're doing it to humiliate him. And then pro athletes say, why should I talk to any of you? I don't care what your credentials are. You're a liar. All you want to do is play the game of gotcha and get me.